There's a new Olympic men's figure skating champion. He's Yevgeny Plyshenko of Russia. Earlier in the week, he gained a big lead after the short program, and he finished the job in last night's free skate, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Yevgeny Plyshenko would have to fall three times, American skater Johnny Weir said, for anyone to slip past and claim the title. As Weir, Plyshenko, and the others in the final group stepped onto the ice for warm-ups last night, everything about Plyshenko seemed to mock the idea that someone else actually could win. The look in his eye was more than confident. It was imperious. The stubble on his face? Why shave? There's nothing special about tonight. It's a lock. Skating to the Godfather, Plyshenko was deliberate, unemotional, but in total command. He began his program with a quadruple, triple, double jump combination. He never fell once, let alone three times. And at the end, a telling moment. Most skaters hold their final pose, but Plyshenko just didn't need to. He stepped quickly out of the last move and clenched his fists. He'd been beaten for the gold medal 4 years ago by fellow Russian Alexei Yagudin, but now Plyshenko was the man. The fifth straight male skater from the former Soviet Union or Russia to win the Olympic title. About 10 minutes later, Johnny Weir began his program with a very good chance to be the best of the rest. He finished Tuesday's short program in second place, and last night a silver medal was a real possibility. But something was wrong. Weir seemed slow and flat. At one point, it looked like he actually dropped something from his program. He confirmed that afterwards, saying he was making things up as he went along.
I pulled out one jump, and the triple Lutz combination I pulled because the Lutz was a little bit off on the landing. So I was going to do it on the flip, and then I thought about it too much, and I did a little hoppy hops instead. It was just at that moment I was trying to think of what to do and how to fix it and how to get the most points.
Weir performed like an athlete with a cluttered mind, but at the end of his program, when he bowed his head and shut his eyes, Weir said later there was great clarity.
The only thing I thought was that's it.
Weir's problems last night began off the ice. He said the bus schedule from his housing to the skating venue changed. It left him stranded outside in the cold, running late, wishing he knew Italian.
We were yelling at people. It's the first time that I've really wanted to be able to speak something so that I could get my point across to everybody. But we got here. I skated. It wasn't good.
Weir brought up the bus problem, but insisted he didn't want to use it as an excuse. Certainly American skater Evan Lysacek had a good excuse. He'd been battling the stomach flu for a couple of days, and on his way to the venue last night, Lysacek considered pulling out of the competition. Good thing he didn't. He skated the first clean program of the evening, landing all 8 triple jumps and performing with the passion that was missing from Weir and Plyshenko. Lysacek jumped from 10th to 4th position, just behind bronze medalist Jeffrey Buttle of Canada and silver medalist Stéphane Lambiel of Switzerland. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Turin.
The latest Olympic results and photos are at npr.org.